The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We'd like to apologize.
For what?
To absolutely no one.
The two-time champ does absolutely fucking nothing.
All right. We in. We live.
Yeah, man.
All right, cool. Made in Sheffield podcast episode 130.
Come on.
Yeah.
What time to be alive. Very, 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 very special episode. Off top, I've got to give a shout out to my sister. My mum sent me a private message. I told her who were the guests, and she was gassed. And she put in the family group chat, as I was like, the girls from the 2-2s pods are coming on. And she was like, oh, could you give me a shout out? I said, no.
Bro, you're deep.
Wait, listen. And then my mum messages me like, Demi, why are you like this to her? Like, she's just asking for a shout out. Obviously, it's just banter. So, Demi, consider this your shout out.
That's a terrible shout out, man. What kind of love is this?
What do you want me to do? This is our banner. This is how we show love. She'll do the same to me.
It's true.
Do you know what? So let me give some love on that. Demi, love you. Shout you. This is your shout out. What, should I add some more pizzazz on that?
That's your sister.
That was quite a good shout out, I think.
I think, yeah. Nah, listen, she's going to be gassed.
That's blood of blood, flesh of flesh, isn't it?
Blood thicker than water.
Yeah, man. Yeah, come on.
All right, so I've already kind of given them an intro, but ladies, please introduce yourselves.
Oh, we are T2's podcast. I'm Nana.
And I'm Rose.
Yeah, we're T2's podcast. Yeah. Our podcast is about everything LGBT. So, yeah. It's just wide. It's just a wide scope of everything. So, yeah.
Boys, get off the aliases.
Yeah. Cool. Don Corleone in the building. Yeah, I'm slightly hungover, slightly tired, but I'm hearing it.
I'm very Phil.
That's the best way to explain how I feel. But I'm in good spirits. I'm happy to be here with you guys. So
we're happy to be here. We're happy to be here.
I'm well rested, so.
must be nice, innit? Yeah.
It's lovely. Yeah. I'm telling you.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm jealous.
You get it? If you don't get it, then hey. But anyways, it's Eman G45. Bro, I'm not even on the camera, so I can't even point and then tell people who I am. So, yeah, I'm Eman G45, the Black Mamba Dove, Prince of the East, Genghis Chibogwe. It's the Chi I am. Please, no noise. I'm here today.
Love that.
That's it.
All right, so I guess it's best to give a bit of context as to how this came about. So, we initially met you at the Black Girls Living live event. Great event, by the way. Love those girls. And I guess this was orchestrated more or less by more by Eman.
Hi.
So I wanted to give you the floor. Like, I know there was, you wanted to use this as a learning curve for yourself.
Yeah. I remember you said that. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So you can't now back away.
Just because you're not on camera don't mean you can dodge the smoke.
True.
Hi.
Why are you acting shy now?
No. So basically, so initially we wanted to have this pod maybe 2020.
And 2020?
Yeah. Because you put on a group chat.
Okay, yeah. That's true. That's
well,
true.
Wow, it's been a while.
Yeah. So we wanted to have, but the thing is, I said no because I just wasn't ready for this conversation. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like, actually, no. Shout outs to Ife, and then shout outs to Casey as well, because I had a conversation with both of them. Casey, she's probably having an anxiety attack right now. But Ife definitely like encouraged me to basically say like, let's have this conversation and let's learn. Because I think if we are going to move forward in life, then it's best to know everything. Not just know everything, but understand people, do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Before we even...
Be open.
Yes, be open. Open, be loving and kind. Yeah. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. Well said.
Mm. For it.
So do you have any questions you want to put to the table?
Don't be shy.
All right, no, because the thing is, the way I'm going to ask the question is going to sound super wild, but tell us a bit about your experience in you being lesbians, of course.
It's a very wild question.
It's a very wild question, but tell us about your experience and how it came about. And so basically start from the beginning.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, I guess I'll go first. So born this way, in the short form of things. Yeah. But obviously I grew up in a Ghanaian household, and yeah, also grew up as a Mormon in the Mormon church. Yeah, and so obviously, like, it was a strict religion. There's no way being gay of any sort was going to be acceptable, yeah, basically. Yeah. I had these thoughts, but I just pushed them to the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And then I just tried to conform, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until I had my daughter many years later that I said, nah, I'm going to teach this girl to be herself. So I have to be myself, do you know what I mean? I have to lead by example. And yeah, so I just came out, but I was always a tomboy anyway. So I was always a tomboy, but actually me coming out, that was about, so in my early 20s. Mm. And then, and then I met Nana in 2015. And I don't know what point we became, I thought that we became best friends straight away.
Yeah.
And we just used to go to all the gay events and yeah, then we started the podcast and here we are, yeah.
Lovely.
See, this is, that's in a nutshell. Yes, a lot happened between that.
Yeah, that's,
but that's a nutshell,
condensed version of it.
Bro, I didn't know there was like black Ghanaian Mormon. Like, I didn't know
those Mormons were black.
There's bear because we have they call them wards.
Okay.
So basically it's different branches, but they call them wards. Mm. And you have them in loads of different boroughs. So mine was in Walthamstow.
Okay.
But at first it was in Tottenham. So obviously Tottenham's lots of Ghanaians. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were just lots of Ghanaians in the church. And there's one in Stratford. My brother used to go to one in Stratford. There's one in Hyde Park. There's loads. There's just loads. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's loads of black people in the church. Yeah.
Well, the more you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I think it's always important.
Like, hold on. What about Nana? Like, just gonna cut.
Thank you. No.
I mean, I think I knew I was like queer when I was about 14, like 14 years old, and it wasn't anything like specific. It was just a light bulb that went off in my head, and it's just like, oh, because I always knew I was different, but I couldn't pinpoint it, but I always knew like I was different from like maybe the other girls. I was also a tomboy. And you know, it was just like a light bulb that went in my head. But then for a lot of years, like, I suppressed it.
Mm.
So I remember like I was like really heavily involved in the church when I was about 17, right before I went to uni. And then like when I went to uni, I was proper isolated, so, like, obviously from my family, from my friends. And that's when like that was like the peak of like, you know, like it was the peak of the torment, I guess, like, because I was like trying to, you know, suppress it, but it just wasn't working. I think like it just got into a point where like everything was like brimming over the edge, and yeah, I just couldn't contain the gayness, basically. And so I was just like, do you know what, I just have to like live my life.
Yeah.
I probably just have to live my life. And I think like, yeah, early 20s is when I started like dating women and living my life, and then it's been great. It's been amazing.
Yeah, I think that's so important. It's interesting how much, because both of you have mentioned the church, and I think religion's so important, but I don't know how to word it. Did it make it harder?
Definitely. Obviously, like growing up, when you're Ghanaian, when you're in the church, you don't see people that are like you. So I never saw a queer person that looked like me. So I just thought, oh, I can't be queer. Like, that doesn't even, it just didn't even register. When I thought about like lesbianism, I thought about butch white women. Like, yeah, that's the image that I got immediately. Do you know what I mean? I was like, that doesn't fit me. So there is no way I could be queer. And then when I got in the church as well, I was just, yeah, it just, for me, it was just like, there was just no way. There's absolutely no way. And I think it definitely made it harder for me, because like around that time, when I went to uni, it was, that was the thing that was at the forefront of my mind is like, okay, I'm a Christian. There is just no way, in the Bible it says it's wrong and all of this stuff. So there's just no way I can do this. Absolutely no way. And I think, yeah, that was probably what made it harder. I think if I wasn't in the church, it would have been hard, but not as hard.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I guess for the both of you, I mean, one thing I always try to do, some of the most important people in my life are LGBTQ. So it's just how important is it for you to live your true existence, like, to be your true self in every space you're in? Because I try to. I mean, I'm not saying I've been perfect or I've always presented an environment where that's been the case, but I try to do that as best as I can. How important is it for you, for the both of you, to be in spaces that do that for you?
It's, I don't know, always says it's life or death. She always says it's life or death thing, because once you suppress yourself, you can't really live like peacefully. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, you have to just be in spaces that serve you, that are safe for you, and ultimately give you joy at the same time, because there's, outside of who you are, your identity, there's just so much bullshit that happens in the world. And you know, if you're gonna curate your life to suit you, that's the best you can do, because as I said, there's just too much nonsense outside. Yeah. So you just have to. Yeah,
I agree.
No, it's so true. I think it's interesting to see like how important it is for people to be able to live their true life or their true self. And also, because it's also interesting to speak to you, because you have not an added layer, because your blackness is what makes you beautiful, but it's also that, like, you're black, and you know, you're also,
so what about people who are white? So what about their whiteness?
What are you trying to do right now?
It's too early for this.
Too many people are hungover for this. But you know what I'm trying to say is, in, do you ever feel like you're, I don't want to say fighting two fights, but
you do, because like, you have your blackness, you have your queerness, but also women as well. Like, all these things exist at the same time. And within all of those, you have, there's just problems within all of it. Do you know what I mean? To be able to exist. And if also within the black community, you're fighting for your queerness to exist at the same time. So some people ask you, oh, which one's more important, your queerness or your blackness? None of them are more important. They all exist in the same capacity. So yeah, you can't like just put one part of identity above the other. They all exist equally. And I think that's important for people to know as well, especially people in the black community, because they always say you're black before you're queer. But I was born both at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
How do you feel like the podcast has helped you just with your journey and just being yourselves? Like, do you feel like you've kind of cultivated like a community of people who like have followed you and you've been able to like help them as well? Do you feel like that's been the case for you?
Definitely.
We get that a lot, especially like when we go out to queer spaces, there'll be people coming up to us like, oh my god, you're such an important part of my journey, and you've helped me so much, like you've just validated my existence, and it's so amazing. That is, I think that's like, that's what keeps me going, because sometimes I'll be tired, do you know what I mean? Like, you get up on a podcast and talk for hours, so sometimes I'll be tired, but I like get like just getting that, I feel affirmed in myself as well when people come up to me and say, like, it makes me feel like, yeah, we're doing something that's important.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? It's really, really important for people to see that it's okay to be yourself, because we didn't see that, it was harder, and we don't want it to be the same for other people, basically. So yeah.
And also, we don't know everything as well. Like, we've learned so much from having like non-binary people on, trans people on, because even though we're all the same community, we're not the same.
Yeah.
So even like bisexual women as well. And yeah, gay men, we've just learned so much about people, and we used to be quite ignorant about some things as well. So we've had to like learn things.
What was something you'd say you was ignorant about?
One thing I'd say is I didn't believe that men could be bisexual. Like, when I was queer, like, so yeah, I started like going out on the scene when I was like when I was about 19, 20. And obviously I'm around queer men, but I just didn't believe it for a long time, and that is ignorant. It's just, when you really think about it, it just doesn't make any sense. Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
That's an interesting thing, because I remember watching, was it, I forgot the name of the show, Insecure. And he slightly touched on it when
forgot the name, but she dated that one guy. Yeah. Who was dating somebody else.
And she couldn't get past it. Yeah.
So it's definitely a thing that actually exists in our community for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think we spoke about it in our last episode, didn't it? Yeah. It definitely exists. Like, a lot of women feel like the man is going to cheat with another man. They might cheat with a woman, you know.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter.
Men are trash.
Yeah, man. They're going to cheat regardless. Yeah. It doesn't matter who
it's
with.
It's just a wider net now, isn't
it? Yeah, that's all. Trust me.
Wow, that is a learning. So, did you have any ignorances or?
Yeah, I feel like I didn't take non-binary people seriously before. I think that I just, obviously they're saying their pronouns and I would always respect people's pronouns, but I didn't take time to even understand why they're non-binary. And or like, even sometimes if someone's talking about being, I'll just be like, I just switch off. I just used to switch off.
Yeah, so definitely through the pods.
It's like, let's learn. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And even one of our friends came out to us. Actually, she came out to us on, they came out to us on the episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They came out to us on the episode. Yeah. And they're like one of our close friends that we didn't know.
Wow.
They were non-binary, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
so, okay. Right. So, can you explain what non-binary is to people who don't know what it is?
Non-binary person is someone who's gender non-conforming. They use they, them pronouns. And but non-binary is, it can look and it be very different. It's very personal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So even I use she they pronouns as well, but I wouldn't say that I'm non-binary. I just like to use the they pronouns as well as the she pronouns.
Yeah.
And but yeah, they're just gender non-conforming. Yeah, they don't conform to what society says one gender should be.
Yeah.
And to some extent, so neither do we.
Yeah, neither do we,
but we still...
Do you know what it is? It's not just about, like, how you look. It's also about, like, assumptions or expectations that people have on you. So as a woman, they expect you to be a certain type of woman, and we don't fit that mold. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why we like to use she and they. As much as we feel like women, but we have our own idea of what a woman is.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Even in the way that we present. But not only that, like for instance, like Rosie would say, like if she goes out, she wants people that doesn't know her to refer to her as they, because so that they don't put expectations on her. But people that already know her know who she is. Do you know what I mean?
I see.
So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a real learning curve. I guess what would you say for us as men is one thing that we could be doing more to support the, as straight men, to support the LGBTQ community?
I think be open. I think be open. I think for a lot of like black men in the community, it's just like everything's gay. Oh, that's gay. Is it gay to wash your? It's gay to wash your bum. Even like, is that?
Do you know what?
Like,
let me tell you,
people don't be washing their bums because actually, it's gay. Apparently,
apparently, the wash. We went to a festival. Yeah,
we went to a festival.
Y'all don't ask. Yes,
they were ordering food at the festival.
Yeah,
and there's a bunch of guys behind us, and I think I got the last burger. Yeah, and there's only hot dogs left after that.
Oh.
And the guy was like,
gonna swallow that. Glizzy.
Yeah. Because we got hot dogs, you know. And I turned around and said, so you don't want food, you're not hungry anymore. And he was like, nah, but it's going to look a bit sus if I'm eating a hot dog. This means, you know, that it's food. It's just food, you know. You're not putting a dick in your mouth. It's food.
Yeah, exactly. Calm down.
Yeah, and he only got it when I said, I don't want to put a dick in my mouth, but I will eat the hot dog. And he was like, you know what, let me get a hot dog.
Yeah, like, or even the way like you lot eat, I don't know if you lot eat bananas this way, but breaking it off, like
they've ruined bananas.
Now it's uncomfortable.
The problem is, it's not even food, honestly.
It's not me yet. Listen, I'll be at my workplace, I'll be peeling a banana. Pause. Yeah, I have to say pause as well. It's mad.
I mean, we went through the ground.
It's mad because the thing is, I'll be peeling a banana. Yeah. And I'm about to eat it. Everyone's looking at me like I'm a mug.
You
now.
Think everyone's looking at
no,
you?
No. Listen, I work in a male dominated area. So basically, like, there's a lot of men working where I'm working. I'm working in a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So then I eat a banana. I was like, yeah, man, he's got a nice mouth. Look at that. This is what they're doing. So then
I think the man them do that to take the pistol.
They're not. It's full banter. Yeah. But the thing is, now I have to break the banana. just to make sure I don't get no corn.
You need to live in your truth, babes.
You just need to like that fruit. That might be your favorite fruit. You need to eat that fruit.
I switched to pears because of work.
Do you see how masculinity has you man in a chokehold?
Bro, it's cucumbers and pears. I can't eat a banana now. It's mad.
Whenever I have a banana, I'll just do it subconsciously. Yeah. I'll just break it. Yeah. It's not because I'm thinking, if I I'll just do it because it's just no pressure that E-man has. Just, it comes natural.
Yeah, but that's something that is like, you don't even think about it now because it's something that is so like embedded in your subconscious. Like you don't even think about it. Do you know what I'm saying?
We need to break them norms, guys.
Like, listen, masculinity has free you in a chokehold. Free the banana. Free yourself. Take that's the shackles
awesome.
Off.
He says all about the pearls.
Free the banana.
And, hot dogs as well. Like, I do enjoy hot dogs, but now I just chop it up, put it in rice.
So you take the banana, you take the hot dog,
that's
and you drop
more
it
effort.
And you put it into the rice.
That's magic.
No, the sausage, the sausage, the sausage.
Frankfurt.
I don't put it in the bun.
Eating Frankfurt is crazy anyway.
That's yeah.
With rice.
2 minutes in the all microwave. Rice.
Yeah, rice, stew. Yeah,
and it splits as well. It splits in the middle.
Oh, yeah, when you warm it. Yeah.
That shit is disgusting. Like, they're trying to kill us.
I'm done.
It depends where you get it from and depends what's inside the sausage.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been a fan of it. It tastes fake.
It does.
It's like Rustler's burgers.
Yeah.
It depends what Frankfurt you get. There's mass produced ones and then there's the ones from Germany, isn't it? You know what I'm saying?
What's terrible?
Rustler's burgers.
Well, it depends. If you get the chicken one, that's chicken. Yeah. If
you think?
Yeah, no. It says on the package it's chicken.
I don't trust them.
But then,
do you know, we need to remove the beef one. Microwave food, you know.
No, the beef one.
Microwave food.
That's beef, soy protein, chickpea protein. Nah. But then, it's just wild.
Eat the food. That's the advice that good people, if you're hungry, eat.
Eat the food, man.
There's so much more we can be doing. Like, just, you know what? Free the banana. I'm not breaking up.
Free the banana.
There's a lot we can do. And I think one of the things that I feel like make a lot of sense just having conversations.
Yeah.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? I'm putting yourselves in environments where you won't typically be. Like, I've met a few of you, like, your friends who are gay or who are, like, lesbians. And, like, we have, like, really good conversations because I'm not at that point in my life. When I was younger, I was probably more ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
But living my life, I've been able to put myself in situations where I can have conversations and not feel any type of way, per se. But I think man them need to just do that in general. Even 100%. With E-man, I know this guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of him to actually
be in this room.
To be in this situation and actually just
do you know what? Yeah, I knew you were the problematic one out of the group. But you know you actually have to talk to each other. Like, I feel like, you know, you always hear this, men listen to men. Yes, you have to you have to talk to each other at the end of the day, because your friend could be doing some wild shit, like, and you're just looking at him. You're just looking at him. Like, is that your friend? Anything. Do you actually care about him? That's what I mean? Like, talk to your people. It's really, really important.
But the thing is, I've never had issues with anybody from the. Actually, nah. You know what? There's one. Remember that Donnie from school?
Don't do this.
No, but the thing is, he didn't come out at that time.
But that was just you two just had beef. That wasn't cause.
Nah, he needed a good slide tackle. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, but that's you two had beef. That was.
That's stupid.
No. He was in your year, and he said racist comments, and you did nothing
to me.
Yeah,
as well.
We're in the same year.
No.
Yeah, he said
six
about whiteness. This is why.
This is why. Because what he said.
But the thing is, he came out years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it was like whatever, innit? But that's probably the only person I've ever had issues with. But other than that, I've never really had issues with anybody. Yeah,
you might have to tell me who that is after this. I'm not sure.
Do you all go to the same school?
I didn't know him like that though. Yeah. He was that person was a problem.
He was a problem. Absolute problem.
Not because of
his sexuality, because he was just a bad vibes.
Like, some people are just dicks.
Yeah.
You know?
Regardless.
I'll call a spade a spade any day.
Yeah, it's true. I heard that.
It's absolutely true. Yeah, and when you ask about like, what about white people? Yeah, you know,
that's why.
Great. Yeah, they're still in the community. There's still a hierarchy, and they are. Top.
Yeah, we don't even see white people being girls.
Yeah, really actually,
segregated.
That is a question I do want to ask. Like, how do you feel about black people being used in the LGBT community for a different cause? So, like, yes, the LGBT community is being pushed forward, and it's getting there's progress. For example, this conversation is necessary for us to actually move forward. But I personally feel like there is white people who are using the black the black queers community, the LGBT community, as a footstool in order to achieve what they want to achieve. And then after that happens, boom.
I don't know, you know, I think that obviously, as I said before, there's a hierarchy when it comes to the LGBT community. Like, white men are definitely, white gay men are definitely at the top. But I feel like
it's still there.
Yeah, no, right. But it's everywhere though. And this is what people need to understand. And I feel like this is what black people in the community need to understand is that we're still fighting that fight regardless. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If it's in the black community, if it's in the LGBT community, we're still fighting that fight because there's still racism. Like, when it came to London Pride, there was volunteers, black volunteers, that weren't treated the same as white volunteers. They left, a lot of people left the organisation. Yeah, like, there is racism within the community. So just because, like, you might feel like LGBT people are, like, they're, you know, the fight is at more, like, more advanced than the black or the BLM fight. But we're fighting the same fight. Like,
yeah,
if you're oppressed, you're oppressed.
Queerness,
do you know what I mean? You're oppressed.
So white people, you're always going to be white people. You're going to be black. Yeah, like, always regardless. Be black. They don't even necessarily even always see our queerness. The one thing I've noticed is about white people is we always clock, well, it's not good to, like, yeah, assume people are gay or lesbians, but you can have an idea.
Yeah.
But they would never guess that we're gay. They would be so shocked. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And what? Because they don't look beyond themselves.
Yeah.
So we don't even exist in the same spaces as they do. Like, when we go out, maybe like two white people will be there, but they're the white people that want to be with the black people. And yeah, like when we go to Soho, I went to Soho in August, and that's meant to be like the LGBT hub where everyone goes out. We went to like five clubs, didn't get to one because we're black. Wow. We didn't get to one because we're black.
What's their name? What's their names? Name and shame.
Listen, it's all of them. There's one called Freedom. There's one, what are they even called?
I don't even know.
Yeah, like our friend came from Atlanta. She was like, oh, but obviously there's a lot of gay things to do in Atlanta. And she was like, yeah, but what do you guys do in London? Like, where's, you know what I mean? So I was like, okay, it's Soho, but it's an interesting place. So let's just go there. I took her there. And she was like, "Rah, like, we really can't get into anywhere." And in the end, me and a friend that looks like I do, we had to step back to get the more feminine ones to go in front. So they got in, and then they were like, "Oh, our friends are here too." Then that's when we got in. Yeah, but even that, even the music was even rubbish.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'm not here for it. This reminds me, so I was listening to a recent episode of yours, and I might have actually been the ones where black girls living room on, and you're talking about your experience going on nights out.
Yeah.
But it's just so interesting to see how your night out differs to mine, or to, well, I say it differs, but yeah, how different your experience is. I mean, a recent example was for me, like, I always, so I have two really good gay friends, and they'll always coerce us into going, not coerce, because you enjoy it, because it's just such a different experience.
Yeah,
going to a gay club.
It is different. Yeah.
And then we got there, and you won't even know until you're inside, and then you're like, okay, this is real. I'm here. Like,
yeah. Where did you go? Which one was it?
So we started off at it's in Clapham, Two Brewers.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, I haven't been that. Yeah.
And then I didn't know it was until we entered Vauxhall Fire.
Oh, okay.
You know the Kanye West line?
which one?
Which one? I'm walking the club like when my bodyguard carries me like Prince in the club.
Yeah.
These men were carrying each other in the club with their tops off.
Yeah,
I said,
a lot,
yo,
a lot
what in Vauxhall?
In Vauxhall.
So, did you go to, was it Bootylicious you went to?
I couldn't tell you what event I went to. I just remember being like, yo, this is an experience.
Yeah, it's mad. It's different. It's proper different.
Yeah,
like,
when I first went into a gay club, I was.
Yeah, even I was like, whoa, this is a lot. Like, I was like, rah, this is a lot, boy. But one thing about those environments is everyone is being themselves. Yeah. Like, hardly anyone is standing behind the wall and watching face. Like, everybody is just doing them. Just, that's what I like about it.
Would you say it's more enjoyable than like a straight
club? Yeah, man, sometimes
a straight listen, I couldn't, I had to dance that night.
Yeah.
By forcing it, like.
Yeah, if you don't dance, everyone's looking at you like.
The music weren't really for me. As soon as I hear hip hop be remixed to a certain BPM,
Like, WAP, if you want to play WAP, just play WAP. Yeah, you know what no, I mean? Yeah. Don't, some don't of the be doing unts yeah. on top of it.
Some of the club lights are mad.
Are you into unts one?
Yeah, no. Oh. We go to the, like, the more black.
We go to the Afrobeats and stuff. Yeah,
Afrobeats, yeah. Bashman, hip hop, yeah.
Them man weren't going to take me to anything that did that.
Yeah, sorry.
Afrobeats to them is Fuse ODG. Oh.
No. 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 Yeah. See, yeah, that's not a bit of us. Absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
But at the same time, we do go to non-queer spaces. Right. Probably, I think,
more so than more we go to than queer because, spaces, yeah. to be fair. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What would you say your experience is like when you go there? Or do you not even notice it now?
Oh, they love us.
I think everyone's used to us. Yeah. Everyone's kind of, yeah, no one does anything really.
Yeah, like, no.
Nah. That's kind of wild because I would have thought that if it's LGBTQ, they would have been welcoming at the first place. But the fact that they told you, they basically, you had to do that whole operation just to get in.
Yeah,
it's actually kind of wild.
Because our blackness is still, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're still racist. Yeah. They still don't care that we're queer.
Mm-hmm.
And they also see our queerness, the way we present is quite intimidating to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know how white people think, oh, hoodies. And
yeah, yeah,
they
think
the same thing. Do you know what I mean? Wow. They think the same thing.
Yeah.
Racism will exist anywhere.
If we all move
to the moon, they'll find a way. I'm telling you, like,
yeah, they hate us. They hate us.
They hate us by any means.
They gotta get it in.
Yeah. It's happening in Ukraine. Actually, that's a great, great topic.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in the Ukraine currently at the moment, they are drafting every male from the ages of 16 to 65.
Huh?
I believe.
I think I did see that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
So young.
16 to... Nah, so a couple of men who were 16 years old back in the day, they need to be in the war.
Send
me
to the front line.
I hear it.
I was still a child. I'm not gonna lie to you, but yeah. So interesting conversation that's been happening at the current moment is that some people who have come out as trans,
mm-hmm.
and they claim that no, I'm a woman.
Yeah,
and it's like no, but on your birth certificate it says you're a man.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Doesn't matter. There's a war. Like, what the hell? Are we not being confused?
Yeah.
Bombs are going off. What the hell, man?
I don't even get why people even need ID. Just go.
People are dying. What the hell? So because they don't have ID, you're gonna let them die? Is that not Barbara? That's madness. Like, I can't.
It's just the fact that they said that males, and then obviously now this person who is. Okay, birth.
Yeah.
They were XY.
Let's just want this person on the front line. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You don't want them on the front line. But then, what they're going to do.
You don't want the girls on the front
line. You don't want the girls on the front line. No, you do not.
You need them to be serious.
Yeah, so I was watching one video and basically they're talking about like how women in the army, it's wild. It's wild for them.
Mm.
Like if you think that women today, of course, women today are having a hard time, but if you go into the army, it's even worse.
Yeah.
And then now, if there is a person who's a man,
yeah,
and they're trans now,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be 10 times worse for them, because so that's the whole conversation.
So wait, just so I understand,
yeah,
are they not letting people who have transitioned to?
No, they want them inside.
They want them. There's two things. So they won't let them cross the border because their ID doesn't match who they are.
Yes, come
and
on.
Then and that's what I was talking about. That's mad. So you're going to let them die. And then the other thing is they obviously draft in men, so if the ID is, it says you're a man on your passport but you're a woman now, like they're probably going to use that as a technicality and be like, you need to get your ass in the ball.
God damn,
do you know what I mean?
That's insane.
Yeah,
like it just goes to show like war brings out the worst in humanity. Like,
yeah. Oh, definitely. I feel like this particular war.
Putin,
I didn't need to know
Putin
about
it. Shame. He has no shame. Crazy, what are you doing?
It's just like even the Ukrainian saying like making it difficult for people of colour who want to just go home.
Right.
They're making it like long. Yeah. Well, just let us go. Like it's not that deep.
I saw a video today, this morning, about this man called Stanley.
Mm.
Some Nazis were chasing him. So he went to the police station in Ukraine and the police basically like, what are you doing here? Go away. So they're pushing him out of the police station and he's like, but this is the police station. This is meant to be a place for safety.
Yeah.
Like, if I go out there, they're gonna finish me.
Mm-hmm.
They pushed him out of the police station to the neo-Nazi people, and it hasn't been seen since.
Oh,
and this is Ukraine.
Yeah, that's Ukraine.
See, so how like
that's mad. Wild,
it's crazy, and it's a black so man.
And they want
they
hate us, man. They hate us so much.
It's
they
mad.
Hate us.
I can't believe how much they hate us. Like that's actually insanity.
Do you know? I knew to push him back to the Nazis.
That's a crazy sentence. Like
it's crazy. Even like the news and what they've been been saying, oh, like, you know, these are just like normal regular families. Yeah. It's not like the Middle East or like
we're not the same.
But I feel like we're even knowing more about how war is because it's these white people. Because when it's in Afghanistan and stuff, we don't really, we just know their bombing, but we don't know the ins and outs.
We don't hear about it.
But this time we know.
Like, a disclaimer: we don't hate white people. It's just, this is our experience.
Yeah.
It just makes it hard. Like, obviously they have my full sympathy, but it does make it hard to be sympathetic when you know how racist of a country it is.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, my brother did his year abroad in Poland. It was peak still, yeah.
But Poland, I kind of understand, innit?
Yeah.
Poland, I kind of understand.
Where's Israel? Where's he? Where's he staying right now?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bulgaria.
Okay, he's in Bulgaria.
He's in Bulgaria, but the thing is, he's staying in a place where that culture is accepting to anybody with color because
it's like London.
Most of the doctors they're not English.
I think most places
or white. They're Indian, African, Chinese.
I think most places have a city like that. Like if you can go anywhere. Like I'm sure if you go to Kiev, there'll probably be a bit more understanding than if you go to the sticks.
Niggas in Kiev?
Huh?
Niggas in Kiev.
I can't wait for that remix. you're done.
I shouldn't vape, you know. Look, I'm coughing.
Yeah, don't vape.
Yeah, but all of these countries have cities where they're more tolerant, but it's out in the sticks or in the lesser known cities. You need to be careful.
But that's like the UK though, and like we live in this bubble. Like
you see North, so they care about you.
They don't give a heck. Like see on the internet when you see like Adya. So I work in advertising, and there's obviously they're trying to be more inclusive, so they're adding like mixed race families, black families, queer families, whatever. You see the comments of an M&S advert. They'll be like, oh my god, this is so woke. Now woke is a bad word.
They said get it off the Sainsbury's advert with the black daughter and dad. It wasn't even about race. It was just about the relationship between a father and his daughter.
Yeah.
The comments I can't look at comments.
I saw this Reddit comment where this guy said if there's anyone that's ethnic in the adverts, they make a defined effort not to ever support that business.
That is
I'm like,
crazy.
You're gonna kill yourself then. You'll die.
That's insane.
Like, why would you live your life like
they're
that?
They're gonna have no groceries. They're gonna have actually be hungry.
You're not gonna eat.
Yeah,
that's real bad.
But it's like even to the it's point crazy. That I'm like, you know what? The Sainsbury's advert weren't even that good. Like, it didn't even bang. So
I'm done.
I'm kind of mad with you, but like,
we're for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, you're right for the wrong reasons.
Like, blame the director. Or something.
I know.
Yeah. People just be mad for this.
Nah, they just want to be continually angry, and it's embarrassing to see, if I'm honest. But
we just gotta keep knocking on them doors, though, man.
100%. And as we want to, I think the most important thing is we feel represented. When was the first time on? So we talk about music, TV a lot on here. When was the first time you saw someone that looked like you on TV?
I always say this. I was like year 9, and I used to watch Missy Elliott's Road to Stardom. And there was a woman called Jessica Betts on there. Now she's married to Niecy Nash. So as she won the show, and she was black woman, masculine presenting, she could sing, really talented. And that was the first time. And I remember DMing her when social media, I remember Twitter came back. Everyone made Twitter because of accessibility to celebrities. So I DM'd her. I was like, oh, you know, like when I was young, you was my TV. You were the first person I saw. She messaged me back. I was like, oh, wow. I can't believe you watched that show, basically. Yeah, like, she's like, no one remembers me from that show. And like, I won the show, well, whatever. And yeah, it was just nice that she replied. And the younger year 9 person was aghast inside me. It was gassed.
I love moments like that.
It was cool. It was nice.
I didn't have Sky, so you know.
No 613.
No Sky, child. So I didn't see anybody. I really didn't see anyone. I did not, which is a shame. But
even now, you don't really see that much.
No, you don't.
But it's even about American. You see American, but not British.
Not British, yeah. Yeah, not British. But I do feel like when it comes to like, like British content, we are left out a little bit of like
the black queer,
the black stuff. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, do you know what I mean? I feel like we definitely need more representation when it comes to that. So
agreed. I put the question to you guys as well. When was the first time you felt represented by an artist in a film?
Still don't, bro. I mean,
still no.
Nah, man. There's no Tanzanians, man. There's only me, bro.
That's actually true, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm just out here, B. No,
who's the most famous Tanzanian?
I don't know, B.
You haven't?
Diamond Platnumz, but he's still in the East.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah.
So he's not well known, like.
He's not. Well, yes, he's doing very much in terms of the African sound for the East, for East Africa.
Yeah.
But in terms of the whole entire world, he's not known.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. But it's hard for me.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, I've kind of seen myself all my life per se. Like, if it's like in football, if it's like in music, just in the typical places where I like stuff. So I feel kind of bad saying, oh, well, I was this age, because I don't even remember.
Yeah, I'm not seeing,
you know, people like me, to be fair.
I think for me, it'd probably be Black Panther, because I'm a massive fan of superheroes, and obviously my favorite superhero is Batman, but he will always be played by a white person. The world would crumble if they cast
a black person. Did you see on Twitter when they were like, oh, it's like there's too many black people in the film? Somebody did a review and said there was too many black people in the film.
I did see that, yeah.
That's sickening, man. Christ.
Have you guys seen it? You all seen it?
I
haven't seen it, yeah.
Seen what, sorry?
Batman.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know what? I understand where they're coming from.
Don't defend them.
This is the problematic one.
No, I understand where they're coming from, but I just don't
make Batman white.
I mean, like, how many dark skin people? Were there any dark skin people in the film? Nah. Exactly. Like, come
on. She wasn't, you know.
Come on. I'd like, mixed race is mixed race. Let's like, I hear it. But in America, I guess it's different, innit? But like, yeah, like, mixed race is mixed race. Like, come on. We're not fully represented here.
Yeah.
I was trying to think. Actually, I don't think there's.
No. There is any. Sorry. That doesn't count.
I couldn't think of two black characters.
Yeah, it was the Commissioner Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon.
Zoe Kravitz.
Jeffrey Wright is white.
Everybody else is white. So
fair enough.
I don't want to know spoilers, but it was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Did you guys enjoy it?
We spoke about it last week, not even last week, on Monday. Yes, we thoroughly enjoyed it.
Are you going to watch it today?
There's a lot of mixed reviews though.
So mixed?
Yeah, some people are saying it's a bit long, but I think
some people say they fell asleep. Some people,
people went in ready to hate.
Yeah,
that's how I felt. People were complaining that it was too dark. Like, what? It's Gotham. What are you expecting?
True. Yeah, it's true.
Someone said, "Why is it always raining?" I saw that one.
It's Gotham.
No one wants to live there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're all too poor to move out, so that's why they stayed there. Like, come on. Yeah. What's people who review films just need to fix up.
Yeah,
but no, it was a good film. But yeah, I guess the first time I felt like seeing was Black Panther.
Just I get that, yeah.
Because superheroes mean so much to me, or that subgenre, to finally have a black one, and then the black one did well as well, like made dumb money at the box office.
Mm.
Clear.
This is why it's mad, because I feel like we, in this world, we really be entertainment wise, like, and all of that, we really be running things sports wise, really be running things. Do you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like the people that, you know, white people looking down on black people, it just doesn't make any sense. Come on, man. The enjoyment is because of us. Like,
we're not allowed to be political, like, no. Except when it comes to, you know,
I know.
Yeah,
we're political about what?
We're not allowed to be political.
Oh, yeah.
About anything until it becomes something political. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Is what it is.
I have a question for you. If somebody said they were going to take you to a gay club, what would you say?
If someone wanted me to go into a gay club?
Yeah. They're all going out tonight. Let's go to a gay club.
I'd pay.
I've heard good reviews about gay clubs, but I don't know why.
Why would you not go inside the gay club?
Why do I need to be there?
But what does that do to you?
You got me there.
Why not? Well, if your friend said,
I've actually been in one. I've been in a gay bar. Well, okay. So the situation was, it was a bit different, because basically we went in to go and link our boy, but our guy was with a girl at the time.
Okay.
So it was kind of awkward. So we just had to step out 5 minutes later.
Why was it awkward? Because it was the girl.
It was with him and his girl.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like they were together.
Okay.
Also, nothing to do with the fact that he was a gay bar.
Yeah, nothing to do with the fact that it was gay bar. So I've been in one. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So but we should go to the gay club again. Someone said to you, "We are going to the gay club tonight." What are you saying?
He's saying no. Look at his face.
Listen, you need to make Casey proud right now. You need to make Casey proud.
Yeah, no. He's saying no.
Why are you saying no? What does that what does going to this establishment do to you as a person?
I'm getting cooked.
I don't know.
I guess you do kind of fear the unknown a little bit, as in if you don't know what to expect. Like, I guess my first experience when I went, I didn't know what to expect, and you're a lot more ignorant, so you have these ideas that it's gonna happen, that someone's gonna. But that man ain't into you. But it's the same way when you go to like a straight, or you just go to a regular club. Like
some girls gonna like you, some girls not. Yeah.
It's true. And if somebody is on you, it's just like, okay, no, I'm straight. Thank you. You can be in that. I've been to so many gay clubs. But if I've seen like guys, like straight guys there or whatever. But you can say
last night there were straight guys.
Yeah, you can say no, I'm not interested, because it's the same way. Like, it's so funny because men do not understand boundaries until it's a gay guy that's trying to church them. Don't understand no boundaries until a gay guy is trying to church you. That's wild. So it means you do understand.
Do you know what? Yeah, we always boil it down to like, you're scared of someone moving to you. I don't think it's that. I think you are uncomfortable with what you're looking at. I think it's that. I think there's two things to be uncomfortable with. If you see two men them dancing together, two guys lips in, I'm not even going to say girls. I don't know if the girls is the issue. I think it's the man them.
Yeah. It always is, yeah.
Yeah, and yes, if you see that, does that make you feel uncomfortable when you see them being intimate with each other?
I've seen guys, I think some of them are handsome, no homo.
Yeah.
But I mean, interacting together.
No homo, together.
Almost there.
45 minutes in, we nearly had him.
God damn it.
We don't need a disclaimer, we know. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We don't need a disclaimer. Like, if a man's handsome, a man's handsome, isn't
it? But then, like, even when it comes to dancing, sometimes I'll dance with a couple guys just because it's that sort of vibe. Like, for example, there's Congolese music here.
That's what I asked you though. That's what I asked you. I said two men being intimate and in front of you, does that make you feel comfortable?
Bare whining, grinding, daggering.
Yeah.
Why have you got to put it like that?
I mean,
what else? I mean, this is what first comes to mind.
They be daggering, innit? Do you know what it is? Yeah, you just.
I don't want to see that personally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I told you, you felt comfortable looking at it.
I feel a bit uncomfortable looking at it.
Why do you feel comfortable?
Because that's not what I want to see.
But why? But it's two people having fun.
I hear it. Yeah, but you don't. Do you know what? It doesn't even matter. You don't have to see it. It doesn't even have to be something that you. I don't know. Like, when you're out in the club, like, what somebody else is doing, it shouldn't really matter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it should not matter.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see my man getting daggered by another man.
But why? You have to break that down.
Yeah. You really have to question why you feel certain things, you know what I mean? Or you're never going to be able to move past them.
Yeah, because with them, that has nothing to do with you. You know, what they're doing has nothing to do with you.
It has nothing to do with me, but it's not something that I prefer to see.
It's also not that wild. Like, I think
it's not that wild to see another man get daggered.
No, I'm not saying that.
It's not wild.
I'm not saying that. I think a picture being painted here that the club is just not, if that makes sense. Like, it's being made out like it's not that intense.
It's in a club.
So yeah, it's
yeah.
No, I've never been in a situation where I've been uncomfortable to dance with a couple of men I don't know. Like, hey, what's up, spud hands? Yo, this song's banging. Like, you know, whenever there's a small mosh pit when Travis Scott is playing. Well, shouldn't be saying that, but like, you know, you get together with a bunch of guys that you don't know and then just have a great time. Yeah. That's cool. I don't mind that. But to see a man that got another man, that's not for me.
It's not you getting daggered.
I don't want to see that.
What? If I saw it,
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah. I just don't want to see it.
I think growing up, when I watched TV, like when it became like more acceptable, when like guys were kissing on TV, I did think, oh, this is like, I felt a bit uncomfortable. Yeah, like, why is this happening? But now I'm just like, it is what it is. Like this happens, so. If it's happening on TV, what difference does it make?
Because it happens in real life.
Yeah. It's in the real life, so
I respect real life.
I don't think it'd bother me, to be honest with you, man.
You can't
really control what people do.
If they're doing that, you need to be doing is getting a girl to dagger. Do you know what I mean? Like you've got other things to do, babe.
And I go where?
Do you know what I mean?
I'm the ticket.
And I will go.
Gotta catch that.
I mean, not being
fucking uncomfortable. Yeah. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your money. Do you know what I mean?
So then that now comes to the question:
why
should
do
I
you
go,
need to be there?
Why do I need to be in the gay club? Bro, I'll go to a place where
it was just a question that we posed.
Yeah, but also because there are bisexual women in gay club. It's not everyone in there. Do you know what I mean? There's, you know what I mean? There's bisexual women in there.
Yeah,
this is not everyone there is same sex. I mean,
but you know what it is? Okay, so I think it boils down to actual this. Yeah, you see how, as you said, men sometimes don't respect boundaries. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, if man move to man the same way they move to gal, I will be super uncomfortable. Mm. If they come up and move to me now, so me, I don't want to put myself in that sort of environment where it's like some guy comes up to me and says, "Hey, yo, you're looking kind of sweet right now." Do you get what I'm saying?
You are annoying.
Yo, I'm liking how you're 6 foot, you know.
Why does a compliment make you uncomfortable?
No, listen, if a guy comes up to me and says, "I think you're handsome," say, "Yeah, thank you."
Yeah.
I don't want another man to come up to me and say, "I think you're sweet," you know, like 6 foot looking with the braids, all fresh trim. I love that. Mm. Yeah. I see the crepes. Yeah.
You really made the situation in your head.
I made it to yes.
Do you know, I have to say, it's very attractive to women when straight men in that situation take it in. Women love that, innit?
Yeah.
Take
women
what
love
in?
It. Take it in. Be like, oh, thank you. Do you know what I mean? Straight women love it.
Mm. Do you know what? I feel like the more
they love it. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. Open men are winning right now.
Yeah, they're winning.
Not even in terms of like, you don't even have to be bisexual. You don't even have to be bisexual, yeah, as a man. But being open, that is attractive.
All of our straight male friends who are open-minded, yeah. There was one yesterday in a club. They clean up.
They get gang. I'm telling you. There's a comfortability. There's a comfortability that women feel when a guy is open. Because when it comes to men, a lot of them are like misogynistic. Do you know what I mean? So like when a guy is open and he doesn't care about the gay stuff or like women, body counts and all that stuff, they feel comfortable.
Yeah, majority of the things you just said, I don't care about. But if I see man move to man, sorry, if I see how man move to girl move to me, it might just be a bit of a problem. Mm. I just feel.
Do you think
now,
that
if he comes up to me with a few compliments, he's like, "Thank you, man, I appreciate that."
So do you think that the way that men move to women is a bit mad?
Yeah, for sure, Problem, yeah, we can all agree on that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And I agree. I feel like people need to respect people's boundaries. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's really
I think
important.
That the common denominator here is men.
It always is.
I think we've Iman should be given credit, as in like I've known you since what we was in.
I've never had a problem with it, but it's just that this conversation was necessary.
I don't think this conversation would have happened a few years ago.
You wouldn't
have been in this room a few years ago. So that's already a vast improvement. I could see in 5 years where you could be comfortable to go to a gay club. That wouldn't be
I don't
today.
Go clubbing now, so
I mean I
don't go clubbing.
Nah.
Okay.
Barely.
Yeah.
I'm just
saying
tired.
For whatever reason. That
I hate
happen.
That. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. You said Zudu.
We be in the club. Yeah, no. Yeah, there's room for growth.
Yeah. As long as you're not like committed to misunderstanding.
That's the main thing.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You are open though. Like you are open, especially to like open to conversation, and that's what we said in the beginning of this episode. So.
And that's why your pod is just as super important. Like it does that. Like people like us, we can listen to it, you know. I can listen to Off the Cuff and you guys on there.
That
was a good episode.
That was fun.
Like, obviously, like, I'm a bit of like, what do they call those people? The misogynigs. I'm a slightly misogynigger, but I like the bands that you guys can still, you know, contribute to that.
Yeah.
And seeing the reaction you lot had, like, when you were like at Black Girls Living, like, how the crowd reacted with you guys. Yeah. Like, you lot are doing a lot
Thank
of good
you.
Stuff. So,
we do, love having, like, straight men listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm not sure actually why. Okay, maybe because we all love women, I guess. Yeah probably why.
You can relate.
Yeah.
And you know what? I do actually think. A lot of
you got great taste as well.
Are trying to unlearn.
Yeah,
a lot of them,
yeah, for sure.
Especially because no one wants to be cancelled these days.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to say the wrong thing, and they just want to be like, right, like everyone has this whole thing of I don't have a problem with it, but I just don't get it. Do you know what I mean? That's what, that's what you said to me at Black Girls Living. Yeah, and I feel like people want to be able to learn about it in their own time and in a way that's for safe to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean? For
they
sure,
don't want
sure.
it to be like some big discussion outside mm-hmm. or yeah. nobody wants to be, they don't want to be hammered. If you say, nobody wants to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to say something that might be ignorant and then you just get crucified later on.
Yeah.
So I think that's why people listen to the podcast because mm-hmm. it's in their own time.
Yeah.
They can listen and then they have their, in person, they have their questions yeah. as well. They come to us. There's what I got a friend who always WhatsApps me questions after the episode.
Is it? Oh my God.
He always asks me questions, but he's stopped a little bit more now. Mm. But he'd be like, yeah, you said that, what do you mean? Like testosterone. They take what trans people do, what? That yeah. kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. And they have to explain it to him. I don't mind because he's trying to unlearn. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I don't mind. Yeah. yeah.
No, we've had to, as men, we've had to do hella unlearning, man. Mm-hmm. Like it's been a process, but.
Like not even just as men, I think everyone.
Just people in general.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. That's good. So, do you have a massive problem when, like, one of your family members say, "Listen, let's get the cooking on, let's put some anointing on you, and let's pray for you"?
Do you not know? Do you know? Nobody does that to me, my family, because. I'm just very unapologetic about who I am. Yeah. No one can. Some aunties have tried it with me, and I've told them, "Yeah, listen, your son was in the newspaper for doing fraud and seeing it for other people." And no one said nothing. But right. me, I'm living yeah. myself. You want to say something? So when yeah. I said that to the auntie, and okay. I said it on Facebook for them all to see, everyone's left me alone since then.
Love that.
Yeah. Do you know what? Homophobia is so irrational. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You just don't like it. You don't like it for what? Like it doesn't make any sense. There's no reason.
Yeah.
There's no actual reason behind the homophobia, behind the reason why you don't like queer people, you don't like, you know, gay people. There's no reason. It's rational. So you really need to unpack that. You need to unpack it. You need to start thinking, why am I so uncomfortable? What is making me so uncomfortable? Mm. I think when you start to unpack it, then you realize it's not that deep.
A lot of it is conditioning as
it's
well.
It's so even for us, we're queer now, but it was a lot of conditioning. It's just like we didn't even believe that we could be queer because there's a lot of conditioning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
especially with like my first experience. So I used to work at Hoxton, and there was these two ladies, they were lesbians, they used to work together basically. Mm. And the reason why, like, it was my first experience, because it's like I've never really seen lesbians, and they were sneakheads as well as myself. Of course I didn't have much money, especially the way they were making money, but at that time we just clicked because of we had a commonality, which was just shoes. Mm. And also being black, so it was all good. But I think that was my first experience. So that was just lesbians. Now, gays, mm-hmm. I don't think I'll ever have a problem. I've never had an issue with gays. It's just that, as I said, and I'll probably reiterate again and again and again, how certain men move to gal, I don't want them moving to me.
But also, has a guy ever moved to you before? Like a man ever moved to you? Because the fear is really fearing. But
No. Okay, so...
The fear is fearing.
Okay, so... Remember when we went I don't want to say his name. Actually, you know what? Bleep his name, innit?
Mm. No. I know who you're talking about. Go on.
Yeah, so we went there, and then rugby players banter.
Okay.
That's traumatizing.
Yeah, okay. That's traumatizing.
He was sick. That guy sexually assaulted his boy, innit? And that was banter.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. You see that?
But were they LGBT?
No,
they were both straight men. Like
sometimes
man, he was sapping his ass.
People,
because
I don't want that to happen to me, though. It's traumatizing. It's traumatizing. I don't care.
But the reason I say that is because that's like me not being friends with one of my best mates, Brett, because I think every time I see him, Brett's gonna move to me. Like, Brett doesn't care about me.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I don't know what Brett's type is. It's not me. So that's a crate. Like,
when you remove that, it's only disturbing your own peace. Because that's not when you said the anointing thing. Yeah. One of the reasons why my mom just left me alone is because she realized that she's stressing herself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The stress left when she just stopped worrying.
Yeah.
She's like, because at the end of the day, I'm still going to do me. And she's going to remain stressed for whatever reason. But her stress has nothing to do with me. It's my life. I'm living. Mm. And the moment that, like, she just realised, I'm just stressing myself, you know.
Yeah.
Our relationship is much better now. She's chilled. Like, she's just relaxing it. Yeah.
You're stressed about something that might not even happen.
Won't happen. I promise you.
Do you know? It probably won't.
It's not gonna, and if it happens, it's not gonna, it's definitely not gonna happen like that. Like, I absolutely don't believe it's gonna happen like that. And yeah, the thing is, queer men are a bit different. Like, queer men, as much as they're still men, yes, they are a bit different, I would say. Like, they do, they're more so better than straight men in a way. Mm. Like, not all, but a lot of them are, because they know how to, like, they know how to treat women. Do you know what I mean? So I just don't think that they will be like, they'll be moving mad like that. Yeah. No. Okay. I don't believe that they will be moving mad like that.
Mm. It's just very traumatizing, because there's
that was straight people who were
That's them, innit? But then there's other experiences where people have banter where it's just not banter, man. That's,
you know,
just
our last episode, we had someone called Donnie on. Yeah, Donnie Sunshine is a gay man, black gay man. And he was just like, I've experienced more gayness from straight men than I have from gay men.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
He was just like, straight men are gay. So gay. he was even talking about, have you heard of soggy biscuits?
No.
We learned about soggy biscuits.
When you bust on a biscuit.
Yeah, you bust on a biscuit. Yeah. The first one to bust on a biscuit. The last one biscuit has to eat the biscuit.
Well, concludes this episode.
You see what I'm saying?
This is happening in schools. Like, there's like, they do, like, men are men in it, so they're gonna do it.
There's men are dumb. They got certain banter.
But
soggy biscuit.
Yeah.
No.
What the hell is that?
Certain men have banter.
We're
not gonna say what type of men, but hey.
We weren't playing them games. I'm gonna let you know that for free.
Yeah. I had never heard of it, but yeah, like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, straight men do, even in that sports, they be doing a lot. They'd be doing a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do you not have anything to be worried about?
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're tough, right?
Yeah. Do you know what? If anyone comes to you and come to tell us, we've got your back.
I love that.
Okay.
Oh, great. All right.
Before we close, any burning questions?
No. I've just enjoyed this experience. Nah, I feel like we need to do another episode, because I feel like we have quite a lot we could talk about.
We'll come back.
We'll set it out.
For sure.
And I hope you felt like this was the main thing for me anyway, myself, was I hope you felt like this was a safe space and somewhere.
Do you know what I really like? I really like when people just admit I don't know everything.
Yeah.
I know they admit that, you know, I think they remember. Because some people, they'll sit down and I can see they really struggle to get the words. Just get it wrong and we'll correct you. I appreciate that.
All right, that's love. Tell the people where they can find you.
You can find us on socials, 22s_podcast on Twitter and 22s podcast on Instagram, and my personal Instagram and Twitter is not Nanalise.
A man is Ro_River.
Love that. What day does the podcast come out? Every day? Every week?
Every Wednesday. Cool. The Spotify's not paying us for the everyday, but
That's love.
Music.
Yes, thank you, sir. So we have a playlist, and basically what we do is we just add to that playlist every single week.
Mm-hmm.
So please tell the people what you're listening to.
Well, right now I'm listening to Thames Replay. It might be on there already, but that's...
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think we have it on there. We've got a few Thames, but I don't think that song's
Thames
on
Replay
there.
Is what I'm replaying.
I'm going to go for Amara BB, Slow Motion.
Love that.
I'm going to choose a song by Koji Radical. He put out an album this week or last week. I can't remember.
It was this week.
This week.
It was last week. Recently.
The album's out.
Go stream it. Go buy the song on there called Pusher Man. BWI, Black with Intelligence. It's a really good album. If you guys haven't listened to it already, it's really good.
My song is by Belters Only and Jazzy. Make Me Feel Good. I've just been hearing it on the radio. It's a really good song.
Love that. And my song is Over by Lucky Day. Absolute banger. Thank you to TikTok as always for helping find out.
Cool.
All right. Episode 130.
Yep.
In the books.
Amazing.
Lovely.
Cool. Until next time.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.